This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So what we want to do is get some of the bad stuff off of our plate. Like, let's talk about unpopular Thanksgiving opinions. Like Steve has one that I think is, and maybe other people will think it's popular. This opinion that you have about the cranberry can.
It is, buddy, mashed potatoes out of a box.
Oh, God.
That, okay. No. Even before you get, there are not, 51059, if you think potatoes out of the box are good, fine. Steve literally thinks they're superior.
Way.
To real mashed potatoes. Yeah. Impossible.
To say the word way, when I, like.
Super way. I don't have to peel anything. I don't have to boil
it's
anything.
It's not even about that, Steve.
Yeah, it's like, all the work.
You don't have to do anything when I make you potatoes.
I know.
But you're essentially slapping me in the face, saying that a box of soap suds is even. It's disgusting.
It is like
for yours, because Slacker actually doesn't.
No, I will not be patronized.
Because you make them creamy, and you'll take the time to not put lumps in it. You'll get the lumps out of them.
That's important.
It is. No one else does. They just take a fork. Okay, done. There's mashed potatoes. No.
Yeah, but.
But yours are like cream of wheat.
They're
like
smoother.
Consistency.
Perfect.
It's gross.
It's not real.
It's like it's.
And you know what?
Ugh.
You know how long it took me to prepare them? To prepare my
I'm sure
potatoes.
You can tell us the exact amount on the side of the box.
About 90 seconds. And meanwhile, it takes you guys 2 days.
But because it's nutrition. It's,
yeah.
So is mine. It's got nutrition. They add it. They pour it in there.
Here's the deal. We're going to keep going with Steve and say some of these other ones. But I want to get to. Do not call. You can call about the matter. If you want to back him up on mashed potatoes, we'll take that. But we want your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion. Like, maybe you think pumpkin pie sucks. But explain why.
Yeah.
That pumpkin, like, explain why something that happens, something we do, something, whatever. What is your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion? 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. So in addition to his stupid potato argument.
Oh, no, that's good stuff.
He also believes, and he's not, they're not terrible.
Huh.
But the cranberries in the can, he thinks, are superior to my cranberries.
Yeah, because Slacker, you make beautiful gourmet. You do a lot.
I don't do gourmet. You don't do gourmet.
There's like reducing involved. That's kind of gourmet.
It's literally
blanching. That's gourmet.
Do you know how long it takes? You know what the pro? Because you for everything for you is effort, right? You're like it's too, but you don't have to do any of it. It's a cup of sugar, a cup of water. That's called simple syrup. Dump the bag of cranberries in it. Let them sit there on the stove till they all pop.
That's a while.
That's.
It's really a couple minutes.
It's not that long, and you don't have to do anything. That's it. But instead, you want to open up a can.
Done. And the way it slides, okay, there's a thing. There's an arch.
Ew.
Yeah, you have to slide it out of the can so it stays in the shape of the whole can, and it keeps the ridges of the can in there. Because then that's where you know where to slice off a piece of the cranberries that you want.
So growing up poor, that's what we had. So it freaks me out that you ate it when you were a kid because you weren't poor. I felt like Jeeves would be making you a lemon zested, like.
I think I must have ate over at a poor person's place because when I went with the cranberries, I'm like, oh my God, what, Mom? Why are we doing this?
So
it's, for her,
do
it's
you
done.
Buy it to this day? Do you buy boxed? Okay,
I do the box.
But when
potatoes.
I set Thanksgiving food out for you, would you like me to set a can of nasty gelatinous cranberries out there for you? Because I do buy you a can of gravy.
You do. And I still think it's your gravy, and it's actually awesome.
It's a can.
Yeah.
Here's my unpopular opinion.
What's that?
And real chefs will be mad at me. I think canned gravy is better. That's the one instance. somebody taking the drippings from the burger. No, you just gotta stand there with it. And it's not the effort. It just doesn't work.
It takes
forever, and it's just still got the gelatin. It's got a thing. There's a film on gravy, whereas Boston Market has it down. Or
the jar of Heinz.
It's Heinz or whatever brand they have on the shelf at Safeway.
It's
I'll
good
buy.
Eats.
It's like that. That's amazing. Do you have? What's your unpopular? What do you even eat on Thanksgiving, Amber? Holy crap.
Yeah, it's a tough holiday. And it's because I don't really like talk. I don't know. People forget that I don't eat meat all the time. And so I think it was last year, you know, we all like bring stuff and everyone put meat in like every dish. Usually I have the sides, but like the stuffing had whatever. The green beans had bacon. The everything had meat in it. And I was like, I'll have the salad and a roll. It's fine.
Like,
it was a bummer.
Can you even eat? Like, I don't put meat in my stuffing, but I use the dripping, so you don't even want that.
No, I mean, I would have like a bite or two, but I'm not going to have like a scoop, you know? Because I just.
Yeah, your stomach hasn't processed that in so long.
Yeah, I don't know. But I get all the good stuff. I get the cranberry sauce. I get the mashed potatoes. Nice. I get the roll. I get the green bean casserole. Get a salad. I get the pumpkin pie at the end.
Not bad.
I'm missing the stuffing and the bird.
Isn't there lard in pie crust?
Wow, I didn't even...
Wow, did you just get me on that?
I did, I think I did. I feel like there's lard in pie crust.
I didn't even think of that.
Is there?
I might be.
Good pie crust.
I'm going to have to look that up. Dang it, you should have just let me live in my naive world where I didn't know that.
Sorry. The other thing that somebody said, and we have to discuss this briefly in here before we take calls. Somebody said ham is superior to turkey on Thanksgiving.
What?
On Thanksgiving?
Go ahead and roll that.
Yeah, not on Thanksgiving. No.
Ham is superior to turkey on no... Like ham is just owns a holiday.
Oh, it's Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people say Christmas. Yeah. They're wrong.
Yeah.
But that's...
Ham's good, but just not on Thanksgiving.
How could ham... What could ham do for you? Because what color... From when I grew up, what color is ham gravy? Is dark brown. I don't want that dark brown stuffing. Because my Thanksgiving plate is just, the gravy's on almost everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's on the roll, it's on the peas, it's on the potato. And so this jackhole thinks the ham. My brother made prime rib one year, and I was like.
A lot of people do that. It's just not,
It's turkey is just the staple. And then you have the leftovers for the turkey sandwich. It just goes together with everything.
Yeah. Nobody wants a ham sandwich at midnight on Thanksgiving. Oh, a ham sandwich. No, you have a turkey sandwich.
Yes.
And this no white and creamy as head slathers mayo on that sandwich.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm gonna say that I'm a hypocrite.
Heck yeah.
On one day of the year, and that day is Thanksgiving.
I appreciate that about you.
It is. Well, you're a hypocrite. You're a little lard eater.
I know.
We need to know also if Amber's a hypocrite by eating pie crust.
Well,
that's the other thing. But if
let me know.
If you have an unpopular opinion about Thanksgiving, we want to hear it now. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking unpopular Thanksgiving opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We also put it out there because Steve likes boxed mashed potatoes better.
Way better than real mashed potatoes.
And we gave out our text line. So yeah. How's that going for you?
Not too bad. It says that, you know what, Steve, you're exactly right. The nutritional value of my boxed potatoes is exact same as your real potatoes because my potatoes are made from your potatoes.
Amber, do you have access to the text line? Can you, or people actually send
Wait,
it?
No.
Because I don't believe, I don't believe when Steve is the one.
Turning his computer away from me.
It's like, Steve, you are so right. I go, Steve, everything you are saying.
Nobody is saying that.
No one.
No one is saying the box potatoes.
Paraphrasing.
It says, rearranging the whole thing. Yeah.
No, I think they said, go, Steve. Go. So we're looking for your unpopular opinion about Thanksgiving. Jess?
Yay.
What's your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion?
I'm sorry, Amber, but there is no room for dinner rolls at Thanksgiving.
What? You got to sop?
What kind of...
What?
What is wrong with you?
What do you use to
you
sop up?
You should be filling up on the stuffing, on the cranberry sauce, on the turkey. There is no room to have bread.
I agree with everything you said until the bread. And Steve said the S word, and that's that is the key.
The sopping it up.
The sop is like... the sop. The sop. While I do have gravy on all the other stuff, even after I've shoved my skull full of all those things, I look down, there's still some gravy. I'm like, well, I'm not going to lick my plate.
Usually the bread is a vehicle for me to get multiple things in my mouth at one time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess, it's not only unpopular, it's wrong.
Sorry, Jess.
And that's wrong.
You actually do hold your plate up and lick it?
I mean, maybe.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah, it's that one day where, like, yeah. I have elastic pants for that day.
You can be a fat kid that day and lick your plate.
Thank you for the call, Jess. Victor?
Yeah,
Yay. What's your unpopular opinion about Thanksgiving?
Well, we don't eat turkey or anything of that. We actually eat steak.
Nope.
Steak.
Good steak? Why am I qualifying it? I don't care if it's Wagyu.
We eat that big, thick T-bone steak.
Oh, wow.
That's what we eat.
Do you have mashed potatoes, the cranberries with steak? Do you still do the other three bean salads?
It just doesn't even go together.
Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, you don't do stuffing or anything else. You're just eating a steak meal, right? So you have not the green beans with the crappy mushroom soup on the top, which I know that's an unpopular opinion. I get it.
And those crunchy things.
Fried onion thing.
Yeah.
You guys, I get it. That's why it's unpopular. That is the worst side dish I've ever seen, smelled. That is so gross.
That's like my top three.
You are such a nasty kid. Like, it's not, Amber,
I love
it. Whole foods. You like fresh mango and arugula and whatever. This is like canned green beans with canned cream of mushroom soup and canned fried onions on top.
It's Thanksgiving. All rules go out the window.
No.
With that.
Eat your what?
I was going to say I make these peas with red pepper flakes and shallots in them.
Dang.
And pancetta.
Ah, see?
Damn it! Everything's got meat! You don't eat pancetta?
No.
Oh, but you eat charcuterie, so I guess you don't. Okay. Jennifer.
Yay.
Unpopular Thanksgiving opinion.
So I can't stand the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows and brown sugar.
Oh, yeah.
My aunt one year put chocolate syrup on it because she considered it dessert.
Wow.
My mom makes it without the marshmallows, but with like a crumble on top, and it is more of a dessert. It's weird to have it on your plate. It's like having pumpkin pie early. It's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this. I'm not a fan of the sweet potato thingy.
What's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Because like, I'm bringing yams. It's like, okay, then I'll just bring sweet potatoes. Like, you're bringing
the same thing. Yeah.
It's like, no, the one's is yam. Like, right. A nasty orange thing that I don't want to eat? okay.
Yeah, put as much brown sugar on it. I'm still going to be...
You're not making it better. You're not. Anything you have to coat in something else to that, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. And weightlifter dudes, you just eat them.
Oh, yeah, because yes.
That McFly guy used to work here, he'd eat like two sweet potatoes a night.
He would yank it out of the ground and just gnaw.
Yes, they're gross. Steven.
Yes.
Yes.
Unpopular Thanksgiving opinion. What's yours?
I hate turkey. I think it's disgusting. It's foul.
What part?
Oh!
What did you do there? The foul.
It's foul. There's something wrong with you, dude.
I know. I do the whole thing. I try it every year. I really do. And every year, it's disgusting. I can't. Ugh.
Texture?
It's
or
got
just
like a weird flavor to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a, I don't know, like a bitterness or something to it. It's disgusting. I hate it. It's gross.
Wow.
It's fair.
It's fair, I guess. Do you eat tofurkey then, Amber? Is that what you do?
No.
No, because it's bad, right?
Skip the meat altogether. Yeah.
Sadness. Christy?
Yay.
Unpopular Thanksgiving opinion.
Cranberry sauce.
Oh, you love it. I know. Especially out of the can.
How it plops out of the can, and then, I mean, it's there for color, but then nobody touches it because nobody likes it.
No, Steve, if it's the way you're describing it, he'll get slice after slice of it.
See? It should be just sliced, like a round shape.
And then do you eat the slice? Do you pick the whole slice up like it's a beet?
Yes.
Or do you cut it like...
You can do that, but no, just one big...
You're so goofy.
It's like a medallion of...
Gooey consistency and the taste is just ew.
I'm with you.
It's good for you. It's nutritious, though. So I just plug your nose.
Yes,
and eat
everything
it.
In a can hasn't had all the nutrition entirely boiled out of it. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Yay!
What's your unpopular opinion?
Yams or sweet potatoes with that marshmallow stuff on
God,
top.
God, you're the second one.
Yep.
It's nasty.
Have you tried chocolate syrup? Because we had somebody suggest that, and it might be the new way.
That's just too sweet, too. It's just it's the texture too sweet. My
you
eyes
don't want
back
it to
into my head.
It. Like the pie. Like you want the pie.
Yeah.
Don't substitute the
there?
Sweet potato.
Yeah. You've already got orange represented.
Yeah, get out of here, sweet potato
Be gone,
thing.
Sweet potatoes. Candace?
Cadence.
Yeah, I can't read. What's your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion?
I don't care for any of the dinner.
Wow, none of it?
Stuffing, potatoes, peas, turkey, all of it. Nothing. You don't eat it.
I usually work, retail, so normally I work Thanksgiving, and I'm not sad about it. This year I don't have to work it, so I'm kind of like bummed.
Oh, wow. So you don't like any of it.
No childhood memories.
I know.
I loved the spending the time with the family, but the dinner itself, I could care less.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
Exactly. She just grabs food off my porch.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Josette.
Yes.
What's your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion?
Green chili instead of gravy.
You love green chili.
Oh, not on my turkey. Who hurt you?
Not until you try it.
No.
Not until you try it. Yes. It is the best.
On everything?
On your mashed potatoes,
no.
your stuffing.
Hard
yes.
Pass.
You gotta try it. Don't knock it until you try
no,
it.
No, I can't.
Green chili.
It's the gravy is half the battle.
Yeah.
It gets worse from there. Thank you, Josette. Kristen?
Yes.
What's your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion?
My unpopular is having chicken enchiladas for the Thanksgiving dinner instead of the traditional dinner.
Are those? That's the one I like, right? Is the
yes? And she says it correctly. She's like, Steve's like, I want enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
They're like, well, we can tell what race you are right away.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So we found this story on Reddit that is. I don't know why I'm like my mouth is already dry just thinking.
Yeah, you're
about,
getting all hyped up over this.
It's 10 unwritten rules in life that you should be following.
Yep, all of us should.
I don't understand why. Let's make them not unwritten.
Let's make them law.
Yes, let's make it like punishable by death.
Okay.
Here, number 10. Don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle
or the parking lot or just everywhere.
Who believe? It's people who believe. I'm sorry. It's when I go to different grocery stores and not like every store does this now, the Walmarts and the people who will shop for you.
Yes.
They're almost the biggest offenders now because they there's more of them
shopping and they think they own the place.
They Which they kind of do, but they don't. Get out of the way. Right. I'm a customer that's in your store right now. Move to the side. Move to the side.
Because you're a professional shopper and you're shopping for other people. Doesn't mean you're better than me.
Have you ever watched one of those people shop?
Oh, there's hucking crap.
Yeah, and they don't. They stand there for 10 minutes looking for something. They're like, let's see, Kraft mac and cheese. Let's see, like, what? And I'm like, it's right there. It's literally.
Take my list. I'll take this one.
I will get this done if you'll just move your damn cart out.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer it when I'm not a cart guy. I have the hand basket because I don't need to shop that much. But if I was a cart guy, I leave it at the end cap, walk down the aisle, get my stuff, bring it back.
What
to the
am
cart.
I getting on that aisle? Because I mean, there's like sometimes if I'm on, say, the baking aisle, I might be getting a gallon of vinegar because Commerce City water sucks. So I dump vinegar into my dishwasher every single time I run it.
Okay.
And I might be getting like the big 5-pound thing of sugar. So I'm going to have to bring my cart in, man.
Okay.
But I mean, for you, I get it.
Yeah. I'll park on the end cap because if someone takes my cart, I don't care. I'll just start over.
Yeah. But I always have. So I have my bags that I've already bought. So I don't want to leave
the non-plastic one. Your hand bags. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Safeway has these bags where like the thing fold. It's almost like a picnic basket.
Yeah. You were raving about that.
Because the thing, we're eventually going to get to the rest of this list, but it's like, trying to think of how to describe it, but it's like a rectangle and the side folds down
in on,
and then so it's like cardboard on the bottom.
Gotcha.
So you can, reinforced, if you're a man who wants to be able to carry in all your groceries in one trip, they're like, I can carry four of those and carry a full cart of groceries in.
Dude, that's
it's just like, cuckoo.
Safeway has that.
Yes.
Nice.
I love them. So anyway, move your cart out of the way. We'll keep going here.
Yeah.
Number nine, let people get off an elevator or a train.
It's getting worse.
Or where
it's getting worse.
It's so bad in this building
that it's getting worse.
I'm seriously committing to just stairs because I'm done with it. Like, I'm trying to get off the elevator and somebody's shoving me back. I'm like, did you understand that this is, and I have to depart before you.
They don't. I don't know.
How do we stop it?
Something's
though?
Happening. It's getting worse with that, though.
Is it? It's the millennials, right? We blame them for everything else.
So let's blame them again.
Okay. Number eight, if someone shows you a photo on their phone, don't swipe right or left to look at other photos.
Okay. People will tell me, there's more. You can keep swiping and stuff like that.
I don't like to.
I don't like to either.
Somebody just handed me their phone just the other day, and I was like, how far before I get to, do you stop when you see a change? If they're showing you like a house they just looked at, you're looking, like.
When it's a.
When you see something, I don't know when to stop.
Can I expound on that real quick?
Absolutely.
If you're going to show me a picture on your phone, do me a huge favor. Have it already pulled up. Instead of me watching you go to your photos and then scrolling through and then scrolling.
That is one of my most irritating, because they're like, this is a great photo, but hold on. It's like, oh God, was that in 2016? And they're scrolling.
Right.
Like, I don't have time
have
for this.
It ready to go.
I don't know if we're going to get through this list because neither of us are in a very good mood about this. If you're borrowing something for the third time, buy one of your own.
Yes, there it is. Good call.
A guy who used to work for us.
Your miter box.
He bought his own. And I actually have to say, I'm a little sad. He used to borrow my compound miter box all the time.
Yeah.
And he sent me a picture of his Amazon order. So he's not borrowing it anymore.
And you're like, oh.
It's like, don't start drama at a funeral. I don't even know why that has to be written down.
Thank you. I didn't write.
How about don't start drama?
Anywhere, period.
Number five. This is a big one for you, I think.
Okay.
Chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to break up with a really hot girlfriend because couldn't eat in public because she was.
I don't have that thing, but as I'm aging, I'm starting to get the thing. Is it weird?
It is weird because you're starting to notice it and then you dwell on it.
It never bothered me. I didn't care. And now all of a sudden I'll be in the car and my kids are chewing gum and I'm like.
Yep.
Don't play music out loud when you're in public.
Okay. Yeah. We got headphones, right?
So I have a friend who does this all the time. Like, we'll go hiking and I like it. Like, he'll bring a Bluetooth speaker and put it in his backpack.
Oh, just one of those small ones, but they're powerful.
Yes. So when we're hiking, he's got a playlist going as we're hiking up the mountain.
Okay. And you like the play. If you didn't like the playlist, then.
But what about other people who are hiking for the serenity of it all?
Oh, yeah. You got to stop that. No, you don't.
What? That's that, for me, that's the huge question. He's allowed to.
He is allowed.
But I mean, he's making noise for everybody else, and you are in nature. God, and Chad is listening right now. I'm sorry, Chad. You got to just stop. Bluetooth speaker. I don't know if you're allowed to do that. If you borrow someone's car, put some gas in it before.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretend it's a rental car.
Thank you.
You borrow a rental car.
At least put the gas in it.
Only got a couple more. If you finish a roll of toilet paper, you have to put a new roll on.
Well, if I leave a square, then I'm off the hook,
are
right?
You, that guy? Well, you live alone, so you don't have to deal with this.
It's the glue square where it's just...
Yeah, you just peel it and you're just like, and then you have to take the cardboard roll off and like wipe with that, knowing full well you can't flush it.
Right.
It's...
Yeah. Yeah, just restock the yeah.
But do you have it nearby, right?
I do. I just, one door, I reach around.
Oh, it's in a cabinet?
Yep.
I told you, man. You get a CD tower.
Okay, can I describe how Slacker stocks up his...
Oh, man, it's so awesome.
How you store your toilet paper?
Yeah.
You went out and found... Like a regular old seat. It's like a pole.
No, it's like it's a cabinet where like you could put 10 CDs.
That's what it is.
And so each one has like a roll of toilet paper in it. But the genius of the whole planet, like I didn't have to go buy them. I used to have so many CDs. So I just repurposed all my old, what's the name of the company? Pier One Imports.
Oh, yeah.
Medici Wrought Iron. CD holders
is now holding your toilet paper.
You know what I've seen other people do? You take a plunger and you set it there and then you put all your things, you put toilet paper rolls on. Yes.
But it has to be a decorative plunger. You can't use one of those brown rubber head ones. You got to be decorative.
No, I mean, but it's kind of
stylish. It's got to be, you can't.
Is there such a thing as a stylish plunger? Do you have one of the new black ones that do have the like, the accordion? Yeah.
And it comes in the nice decorative thing you put it in.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just have one of those with the...
Boom.
All right, here's the last thing. Don't ask for something if the person only has one left. Like, for example, a piece of gum.
Oh, okay.
And I have to rat out other people in this building when it comes to you. You are one of the most generous people I know. But there are people around here who try to quit smoking... And then, so they stop buying cigarettes and then they come to you and go, yeah, man, I don't smoke, but can I just have one?
Yes.
How do you?
I know.
And then they take your lighter and your last cigarette and you have to be cool with it.
Right. Because you got to help out where there's so few of us smokers left. There's like a unwritten, we got to help each other, but I'll lend them my lighter and they always forget to bring it back.
And you have the most magical light. You still have the lighters without the
without the childproof safety things on them. That's so old school.
You have to like put GPS coordinates.
Yes, because they'll steal them from me.
All right. We're going to put this entire list up on our Facebook page.
Bastards.
Unwritten rules. These should all be punishable by death.
Slacker and Steve.
People, we're about to be in the middle of a 1980s sitcom, I think.
Kind of, right?
We have to decide whether or not we're going to explain death to a child.
Yeah.
Is really...
Oh, man.
And it's Colette's problem. Colette?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
How can we help you?
I'm in a little bit of a panic.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been divorced for a while, and about a year now, and it's challenging. I have a 5-year-old son, so he goes back and forth, shuffles between our two houses, keeps stuff at both, and when he was at his dad's last weekend, I got myself in a pickle. He's got this new hamster. We just bought him for Christmas. He was so excited. He was begging for it. And I'm not really a pet person. I just never grew up with them and haven't had a lot of experience.
Okay.
And, you know, the divorce is really intense. And I'm just not myself. You know, I forget my keys. I forget my phone places. Schedules have been tough to keep. You know, I'm just transitioning right now. And
I'm hearing a lot of justification, Colette.
Yeah. I know, because I don't want to tell you the thing that I did that's so awful.
Oh, no.
You know what it is. I forgot to feed the freaking
animal. Oh,
man. For like a whole week?
Well, like, what was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days?
Oh. Yeah, that'll do it.
But again, yeah.
Yeah.
And the hamster is not well. The hamster is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, R.I.P.
And he's coming back this weekend, and I don't know what to do. I mean, it is deader than a doornail dead. Rigor mortis dead. I can't bring it to the vet dead. It's just dead. And I don't want to tell him. And I, of course, don't want my husband to find out because he's going to blame me for it, and he's going to bring it up with the mediator, and it's just going to become a whole thing. Like,
they could take your son away from you if you can't.
Jesus, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
You are zero help right now. Oh. She just said she's – it's okay. Not –
okay.
It's – I mean, it's an – honest.
Possible. I mean, he's always threatening to break open the divorce agreement. It's possible he could go back to the mediator. He's tried to do stuff like this before.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't know. It's like every little thing, it doesn't matter what I say, he uses it as fuel. So, and I just really don't want to tell my son either because he's going to freak out and I don't want him to hate me forever because I killed his hamster. I don't want to tell him I killed it, but it's dead. So what do I talk to him about?
No.
Death? I mean, he's never talked about it before.
What? You're actually, without realizing it, you've just talked yourself into doing the correct thing.
No.
You put yourself on the right path.
No.
Yes, you
should.
The sitcom thing is not that, no.
We call it ride the lie.
Yes, that's what you call it.
What?
We don't call it that. Amber and I don't. Although in this.
Wait, did I miss something? What did I talk about?
I think he's saying to do the.
You were saying to lie about it. Or to go out and buy another hamster and lie about that. He won't know the difference.
So you have to take the dead hamster with you and match its markings?
You kind of have to.
At the pet store?
Oh,
like
a little bit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm not going to lie. I did go, there was a pet store in our neighborhood, and I walked by the other day. And
nice.
I thought about it, and there is a hamster that looks.
Well.
No.
Oh, my God.
Colette.
It looks really similar, and he's only had it for, a month?
You're right,
month
and he's only there half
well
the time.
How well does he know it?
Yeah. See, you're talking yourself right into doing the right. We're there now. We are
there.
At the best.
That
you're
is
right.
The easy probably. Way out. I mean.
Morally reprehensible? Like, aren't I a terrible mother? If I
yeah.
No. He doesn't know about morals yet. That's down the road. You'll get to that part.
You don't need to start him that young with morals.
Let's take the divorce stuff off the table. I mean, I know that we can't, but like, you're already talking about it on the radio, so you're probably hosed anyway. Is 5 too young to tell a kid about death? I mean, I'm a parent, so I should be able to answer that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think, yeah, I mean, if their grandparents die, you have to say, Nana's not coming back. We're going to go say goodbye.
You're right. You're right. I'll give you that. I
and
think
then,
5,
like,
yeah.
They can handle. I mean, they can handle it. You tell them. I don't remember how old they were when Mojo died because I remember when we told Mia. I guess that was 5 years ago, so she would have been 5.
Yeah.
She busted out laughing
because she didn't get it.
I don't think she got it.
Really?
Yeah. So she was like, it was like, okay, so Mojo died today, and she was like, and I was like.
Not the
process this differently.
Kids are so weird. And then she's going to be sitting in her therapist's office at 42 trying to process.
Yes, right.
I don't want to ruin him for life, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think he could handle the talk, but we've got to do what's easiest for everyone involved here. I know I hate that.
Well, life isn't easy right now with the divorce. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of confusion and frustration. And this was supposed to be something that he could hold on to, that he could count on, that
would
take care of, that would be there no matter which house he was at. You
so
know?
That's, we have to stick with that. We have to stick with that plan, Colette.
It would be fine. You know what? I would accept this advice if it wasn't just your default position.
No,
like it is your default position. You haven't thought this through. You're just like, I know what the answer is.
Easiest route. Yeah.
Done. Colette.
You're an awesome mom.
She killed his hamster.
Yeah, but she's trying to make good.
How is that an awesome mom?
She could not try to make good.
I need to hear that right now. I really appreciate
I'm sorry.
Somebody needs to tell me I'm doing okay.
You're doing great.
You are.
Here's what's going to happen.
And hamsters are fragile anyways. They die kind of on their
own.
They're like parakeets, aren't they? They just kind of like.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. My hamster, when I was little, got out, presumed dead. Got a new hamster, like 5 months later, came crawling out of one of the furnace things. And I'm like, what the hell? They're not as delicate as you think. They'll survive forever if there's enough trash in your house. You just got to feed them a little bit.
So we're back to ride the lie.
No, we're... Hey,
Colette. Wait, are you saying my hamster might not be dead?
No, your hamster's definitely dead.
Okay, all right.
But I'm saying they can survive outside the cage longer than you think because they eat like dust mites and bugs and other things. Inside a cage with no... food source coming in, they're fragile. So hang
I've
on.
I've heard of animals that can play dead. Like my friend.
It's not a possum.
Like
hang on.
I like her.
Don't move. You guys, We could take calls. Does it ever work? Does anybody ever get fooled by the...
Yeah, five-year-olds all the time.
I'm sure. I was not with you, Steve. I was definitely on the whole, like, let's just explain death, but then don't tell anyone that you forgot to feed them.
See, that's the part.
Because then it'll get her in trouble with the divorce stuff, but just say, like, oh, my gosh, we
got
to... Yeah,
we got cancer. Yes. It did something bad, yes, but not her negligence.
She has a point. This kid is going through a lot right now. It's a lot of stress, the back and forth. He doesn't need his hand. He doesn't need to deal with divorce and death all at once. Like,
but sometimes you can't help when these life lessons come along.
He's five. That's what your job as a parent to like protect when needed, right? I don't know. I'm not a parent. I'm like, I have no idea.
Anybody on my side? That's great. Don't care who you voted for. If you're on my side right now, we're on the same team.
I like how Amber's suggestion, like a different, it still includes a little bit of a lie.
She's got the lie in. Yeah. Lie about how it died.
Right.
Not that, because mom is a hero in that kid's eyes. We can't destroy that. And Amber's right. This kid emotionally distraught. You can't add on to that. You can't heap more onto his pile.
This is the best time to do it.
Right.
This is the best time to add one more thing.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's the best time.
It's going to break him.
No, it won't. Kids are made of cartilage.
Hey, wait a second.
Yep. That's... all right. Hang on there. I personally don't think you go with the fake. If you're going to fake the animal, hamster's the best one to do it. If it's cat or dog, you can't.
You can.
Personality traits are too much. Hamster's just, as long as you get one that runs on the wheel... You should.
Dude, I'm proud. Look at you. I'm proud
but
I'm of
still,
you.
I still don't think it's the right thing. But we'll take parents and kids alike. Because here's the thing. If that kid figures out it's not his hamster, now trust is broken with his mom forever. You're welcome.
There is some dice rolling. But
huge dice.
There is.
Yeah.
If he left a little mark on the hamster or just knows something about the hamster, his trust in mom goes bye-bye forever if she pulls a fast one.
I'm willing to roll those dice.
As a person with no children, I can see why you would be. All right. What should Colette do? Fake the hamster. Tell the truth about the hamster. She needs your help. 303-222-5423.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
We are currently dealing with Hamstergate 2021. Colette killed her kid's hamster.
Aww. Yeah.
And I mean, that's bad enough, but there's also a divorce involved. And
yeah.
So the kid is about to come home from a week with dad, and she has to decide, does she fake the hamster as alive? Does she...
She just ride the lie and ride the lie. It's a five-year-old. If you can't lie to a five-year-old, what kind of parent are you? What?
There's some sound logic.
Right? Yes. I was going to say, like, he kind of has a point, though.
But you don't, though. That's when the trust starts, too.
Oh,
so,
trust.
Ty?
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think? What are we doing with this hamster thing?
I think she needs to be real with her son about it and tell him that, hey, you know, your hamster died, and be real with him that, you know, she forgot to feed him, because it's important that he needs to be able to grow up and trust his mom and see that he can trust people and understand that people can make mistakes, you know, because personally I was sheltered as a kid, you know, and it's caused a lot of problems in my life in the more recent years. You know, I'm 22 now and I just got out of the Marine Corps recently because, you know, again, I think I was too sheltered. You know, I couldn't trust too many people in the Marine Corps and I ended up quitting for a really stupid reason. And I know that, you know, had I not been sheltered as a kid, I think I would have been better off in life with that, as well as plenty of other things, you know, other jobs.
It's a fine line, though. And, you know, you got to make decisions of when to shelter.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to say this. I'm with Ty and the honesty of, like, telling the kid the hamster's dead, admitting that you're the one who did it.
Right.
While you're fighting your nasty ex-husband. That's... I can't even look at Steve's big brown doe eyes right now because I'm literally condoning a lie in this situation. Mm. But you have to withhold that. because it sounds like her husband's.
I can agree with that.
You can't. Like, I know she wants to come clean and absolve herself of this sin. Don't.
The kid will never trust the mom around a pad.
No way. Yeah. Like, he's going to, like, pack the thing up and bring it with him every time he goes somewhere now.
Plus, mom won't be a hero anymore in the eyes of the child because you killed my pet.
Killed is the word, too, because it wasn't like she put a little tiny hamster gun to its head, but she just fully forgot.
Negligence. Oh, there's like four or five charges right there.
Yeah. Involuntary man or
nice
hamster slaughter.
Yes.
I don't know what class of misdemeanor that is, Steve. Shelly?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should definitely go get another hamster.
Okay.
Because I think it's better for the kid to come home to something rather than come home to nothing.
Okay.
And then if the husband is going to use that against her with the mediation and stuff, what's better to either, you know, because he would say that she sabotaged it and deliberately killed the hamster. But if she just replaced the hamster and there's just some question about whether or not she did, that kind of seems like it's a better idea.
Have you, Shelly, done the hamster switcheroo before?
I had to do that with a hermit crab, yes.
Nice.
Okay, a crab is different.
No. Crab, you can get away with way better.
Totally. A reptile?
I don't know.
They have zero personality. It's not a reptile, whatever it is.
Still a pet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the first thing that they noticed when they came home was they thought that the hermit crab had changed shells because it was bigger. And, you know, trying to find a hermit crab in Denver in December.
There is that. That's a good point.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Way to go, Shelly. Thank you. That was a vote for team dishonesty, though. Josh?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she should tell the truth.
What?
Yeah, I think she should.
Have you heard the bold philosophy, if you can't lie to a five-year-old, who can you lie to? That's just been proffered on our show.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
But the question is, what standard is she going to hold him to later in life?
Oof.
Do we have to hold
any standards later? Why can't we? Okay.
You teach this huge life lesson. Like, it's really hard for mommy to tell you the truth on this one. But
I did. I've been divorced. 8 years now, and I've had to teach the same life lesson, not with a hamster, but with a person, and that was so much harder than it would ever be with an animal.
Yeah, because you can't switch out a person. They would know.
Looking for somebody in their mid-40s. That's a little bit of a...
No, Josh, that's good.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for the call, man. Catherine.
Yay.
What do you think?
So my son, I made a crazy decision to get him a hamster because I felt like we needed a pet when he was five because his dad and I were going through a court thing. And his dad ended up, he hasn't seen his dad in 3 years because his dad chose meth. And then my mom was diagnosed with cancer. I've talked to you guys before. My mom's recently passed, but.
Oh, wow.
So when I walked up and saw the dead hamster, I was like, please, no. I literally, was freaking out because I didn't want to tell him something else bad. But I did tell him the truth. And we had, a little burial, and he went to bury the hamster, and we said a prayer or whatever. But I just think that being honest is always the best way because, like you said, Slacker, you know, if they find out you were honest, and kids are so crazy smart, then it really could ruin that trust.
So do you think that the hamster death then helped with the other loss that you've had? Like, it got your child... more ready for more death?
I mean, I don't think it got him ready for more death. I mean, no one wants that, but he knows how to deal with death better now, or loss, you know, he has seen a play therapist for years since his dad's been out of his life. And, even when my mom passed, he's been able to probably cope with it better than my dad or I have been able to. So I think it's just that he's learned how to cope with loss, and he tries to talk. He talks about it really in a healthy manner. He's six now, and it's a really beautiful thing. But we have a dog now, and I swear, if that dog dies,
yeah, no,
in the world,
yeah. Let's do everything to keep that dog.
Dang.
Thank you for your honesty, Catherine. We appreciate it. I don't know how to say this. It is literally right down the middle.
Wow.
Half the people are team dishonesty, and then the real sincere people who we just heard from. Or the opposite way. So we're going to throw it over to text.
Mm.
Lie to a five-year-old.
Yes.
Or teach them about death. Text your answer at 51059.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
There are two words that I haven't thought about in years.
Oh,
and,
no.
I don't know why I haven't thought. It's this. I don't know why I even set it up that way. It's like a medicine cabinet. Like, do you have a medicine cabinet? I don't remember last time I had a medicine cabinet.
I do in my guest bath.
They do still make houses with.
Mine does,
I feel like my last couple of houses, like they're gone. Like mirrors in houses now are either 100% decorative that you just hang, like you buy it at Hobby Lobby and it's just hanging there,
yep.
Or it's just a huge thing that's tacked to your wall, but it's not a secret portal into your,
like the medicine cabinet,
right?
Yeah,
my parents have. Like the old school medicine cabinet where there's like seven panels on it.
Oh,
have you ever seen that?
Wow.
And it's like, it slides different directions.
That
and it's
is
just like,
old school.
It's a, their medicine cabinet is like, what is that, 4 or 5 feet long?
Yeah, it's like the size of our regular mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a story out, you know, again, it's about the fact it's that time of year you're going to be visiting relatives. Maybe you're in cuffing season and you're going to start like dating somebody. Do you, have you, would you? Go through someone else's medicine cabinet.
I know that forever that's the thing to do and that everybody talks about going through. When I'm in the bathroom, I do what I need to do. I wash my hands. I don't do any of that.
If you're at my house.
Yeah.
And I happen to have a medicine cabinet,
okay.
Right? And you go in there and you're peeing or doing whatever you're going to do. And you notice an abnormal lesion or rash on your body.
All right.
I know I'm setting up a long thing, but would you ever go, I wonder if he has any cortisone or if he has any or you cut yourself on. Like, would you ever get inside my medicine cabinet to like borrow a little.
You know, I think I understand where you're going, what you're saying. I think I'm the only one that would not. If I needed some cortisone, I would probably go up to you and go, hey, I don't suppose you.
I don't feel like
you and
I have known each other so long. I don't think you want to admit to me you got a rash.
Okay, you're
that
right.
You
there
noticed.
That is
I don't
true.
Think you're coming out
okay,
going,
you're right.
Slacks, while I was peeing, I
you're
noticed
right.
a rash.
Exactly.
Got any cortisone?
Yes, you're right. I would never do that.
So,
you're right.
I feel like you would. I remember back in my dating days, I would absolutely go through there. Like,
to see her medical history, if she's like anything that she's. Okay.
To see if she's
it
got
would affect
any
you.
Salves, ointments, to see if she has. If she's up to date on her,
gotcha.
If she's taken the pill for that day
nice.
Or whatever. And again, you're just looking for whatever. And then you're also looking like if there's too much birth control stuff in there.
Oh,
you start to ask yourself questions like is she overly
okay.
Like you just it's a fact-finding mission.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You just like I don't know how to say like but then you're like on the one hand yay she's super safe but it's like
in order for you to find that out
have you ever been with a girl why am I like who has like a drawer full of raincoats?
She had a drawer for them, not full. Mm-hmm. Maybe that it is when I'm not there, and she knows to, because I'm going to be seated.
Right.
Yes, I know where you're going.
So I've been with a girl who
had a lot.
Like boxes
and
in the medicine cabinet.
That's it. We're through.
I was scared. I felt like, mm-hmm. And I'm not shaming,
right?
Because she has every right
exactly.
to need as many of those
as many as she desires
as she possibly wants.
But you have your reservations too. You dumped her because
we definitely yeah.
Wow.
It was like I didn't feel like I could hold up the standards and practices.
Wait, you dumped all over her because of your insecurity.
Right.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
I'm a guy. That's what we do. So the other thing that I'm reading in this story that talks about like going through other people's medicine cabinets, people go in and like not just snoop, but they take your stuff.
Oh, like use it?
They use your shampoo.
What?
Like if you, I don't know why you would need shampoo. Like,
why is it a shower?
That, okay.
Yeah, but they'll walk in there and they'll...
Yeah, but you're at my house, we're having dinner, and then you excuse yourself and you come back with a wet head? I'm like, what were you doing? There's a problem with it. Like, I don't understand.
I thought they were actually taking the bottle home with them or something.
They say just using a little bit of it's okay. Using their toothpaste is also okay.
Okay, I see that.
But you can't use their toothbrush.
No, no.
So you
got
to put toothpaste on your finger and then do that.
Just, yes.
Using their conditioner, 44% of people said it was okay.
Okay, the real quick question. I'm a house guest spending the night, and
well,
you're just
hanging at a dinner party,
and I'm grabbing their shampoo and conditioner.
I know.
Wow.
So it goes through all the different things that you could steal from somebody, and the one that's not on the list is one that I know somebody that they did this to me. They stole medication.
Like if you had like a tooth, some dental work, and you needed painkillers.
I do not like painkillers per se, because I kind of want to be a little more clear headed than that.
Yeah,
but I've had people like you go in and you know that because I had them for kidney stones, so I knew that I had them in there in case something went south on me. And this was years and years ago when I was like in an apartment but
I never would have thought to cleanse my cabinet of those type of things.
But is that where you keep them now?
No, actually, good point. Mine are in the kitchen.
You sort like
all of that is in my kitchen.
I definitely have a new hiding place for my drugs.
Wow.
Because it didn't make the list. So obviously everybody would be upset if you're taking somebody else's medication. I did. What? Never mind. I have stolen the medication from somebody.
Because you needed Oxy or something?
Yes. Okay. I was just joking. This is so weird, but I was at a girl's house and she had had a baby and I was getting nauseous.
St. Joseph's Children's Hospital?
She had Zofran, which is an anti-nausea thing.
You were all hammered.
I was hammered.
You were back timing when I should take that.
I'm a Zofran stealer.
I got to respect that.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about people creating havoc in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
We call them kitchen catastrophes. I believe even the people in this room, Steve, who don't cook have had...
Yeah, you're right.
You don't even have to be a cook. Because there's a stat out that 22% of people are cooking Thanksgiving dinner this year for the first time.
Ooh.
Have you ever cooked it, Steve?
No, a whole Thanksgiving? No.
Have you ever cooked anything more than in a can? I think we've asked you this. You have a go-to.
He has one.
What
right?
is it? It's pasta or something.
It's my boneless pork chops.
Pork chops.
Oh, that's right. The
shake
and bake.
Shake and bake and then the box mashed potatoes.
Oh, God. And the line of women driving around your neighborhood right now going, just smell for pork. What? Oh, God.
Is that chicken-flavored rice-a-roni?
That's right. You have the rice.
Oh, and the rice-a-roni. I forgot about that one.
You
got
two different starches, guys.
Right.
You're right, but no vegetables.
No, nothing.
Mashed potatoes and gravy with my Campbell's soup, cream of chicken gravy. Yep. It's good stuff.
Oh. Have you ever had a catastrophe while creating your culinary...
I remember as a kid, my mom, she was in the kitchen. I remember I was doing something, and all of a sudden she started yelling, grab the dog, get out, grease fire or something.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah.
Was Scamp the dog?
It was Scamp.
Scamp the dog who you had killed because you broke a vase that, I'm sorry.
That I blamed on Scamp.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to, so you saved Scamp that day.
Why do you remember?
But at a later date.
I killed Scamp.
You had
Scamp.
Okay. Steve.
I did. She got euthanized because of me.
It's really strange that I didn't think we're a social distance in the studio already, but Amber literally backed her chair a little further away from you as you were.
Why do you remember
because
that?
Because it's just one of those, when I think of Scamp, I think that your need to shirk responsibility knows no boundaries.
It got
there can be death and you still won't come clean.
Dang it.
Anyway, so you grab the dog and...
Oh, and then apparently my mom figured out you just grab the cloth or a towel and you just set it and it put it out.
Is that, I mean, I...
Because the last thing you do in a grease fire slacker is add water to the grease fire. Everyone knows that one.
Everyone knows that.
Can somebody explain to me when you found that out, though?
Because, home ec.
Yep.
Fourth grade?
Dang, I did take home ec.
Yeah, third or fourth grade is
me
too. Yeah.
But I don't remember that part. I remember I made this sweet duffel bag in the colors of Northeast Junior High. It was like yellow and gold, and I sewed the whole thing myself. And the zipper like got broken like the first day, but I refused to get rid of it because it was my duffel bag.
Look at you, home ecker.
Okay, but anyway, nobody told me about the grease fire thing.
And you went ahead and did...
I decided to make my mom's famous fried chicken.
Oh.
Ooh.
flour bag shake,
yeah.
Wow, the whole thing.
And I was making it. And my mom, I didn't realize, has this screen.
Yes, that you put
on top of the thing so that the grease, when it pops up, it still pops, then it pops back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't have that. So then it went into the flames and then it lit on fire. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I was in a tiny little apartment, Highland Park Center, 85th and Pecos, right by Waterworld. I don't know why any of this is relevant. But so my sink was literally right behind me. So I just turned around, grabbed a big glass of water, and went,
Did your hair burn?
It did not burn my hair, but there wasn't much left of that whole vented air. Like the whole.
Oh, the backsplash gone. It was all black.
Like, not going to be able to scrape off.
No.
Yeah. There goes your deposit.
It wasn't my apartment. It was my ex-girlfriend's apartment.
Oh, so that's okay then.
It was in her name. Lisa's in her name. And I was just like,
hey,
I'm moving out today. I don't know if you should expect a damage deposit. Anyway, we're going to tell more of our own kitchen catastrophe stories. But if you've got one, it doesn't have to be Thanksgiving related. It can be any holiday or just any day you try to cook something. Kitchen catastrophes, 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. So I can't be the only one who's burned. Amber, come on.
Yeah, I was heating up a Wendy's sandwich, chicken sandwich back in the day.
Oh, before you gave it up?
Right.
Yeah, gotcha.
But you know, those are a little tricky because there's foil in those wrappers.
Is it real foil?
It caught on fire in the microwave.
It did.
So, yeah, that was.
How much time do you have before you realize? I mean, were you standing in front of the microwave?
If I'm remembering correctly, I like pressed the button and turned, and then I heard a pop, and I turned around and it was on fire, and so I just opened it and. Then the fire kind of just like went out, and I was like, "Why did that happen?" And my mom's like, "Foil in the microwave, dummy. Why would you do that?"
It was her parent. It was her microwave anyway.
Yeah.
I don't remember getting in trouble, so I don't think I caused as much damage as like Slacker did.
Yeah,
but yeah, I definitely learned that.
So my parents' first microwave. Like, I was
old
just
thing,
in a big knob.
Yes.
And, like, those were the ones that were true, like, brain cancer inducing and sperm killing and whatever. I remember I was making SpaghettiOs, and I did whatever it said on the thing, and then I took it out. I took it over to eat it and put my thing in it, and it was kind of still cold in the middle. So I was like, put it back in the microwave, turned it on. The spoon was still in it. And I stepped far enough away that it was not.
What is it? Is it put scorch marks inside of what happens with
Sure. It's a lot like, it does look like little tiny lightning strikes because it's wherever it arcs. So it's not an all-encompassing. So there's like a zap to the back and a zap to the side. And with a microwave that old, it was
done.
Over. It was over.
It was toast.
Yeah. And I mean, we were a poor family. So we went back to.
Well, good job.
Like, you got to understand, I have three older brothers, and it was our first chance to have, like, microwave popcorn. Because popcorn, you remember how long popcorn used to take?
With the oil fryer or the air fryer? They had the
we
air
had
popper.
The air fryer eventually, but, like, my parents would do it on a skillet. It's a 20-minute ordeal for greasy-ass popcorn. And, like, microwave is what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Roughly.
I deprived my brothers of popcorn.
Oh, you guys were looking
forever because of my.
Oh, they never forgave you.
I also lit my other kitchen in my first house on fire by setting a towel too close because I use a towel as a pot holder.
Oh, come on.
You're not supposed to do that.
Well,
yeah, that's bad.
Like, you just don't know. You just set something down when you're cooking. You guys don't understand because you don't cook. But, like, you don't cook. You just.
If I did, I know I definitely would not.
Well, you're getting it close and then it lights on fire and then. You know, you put the towel, you said what your mom did, right?
Yep.
You put the fire out with the towel.
Right.
Towel's on fire. I don't have another towel.
So,
so you're just basically standing there and stop, dropping, and rolling, watching it burn itself out. It was like a dish towel, so it wasn't. Why have all the kitchen catastrophe stories? If you've done some damage in a kitchen, we want your kitchen catastrophe story. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're talking about kitchen catastrophes. It's basically me confessing all the stupid crap I've done over the years.
Uh-huh.
How many fires I've caused.
Yeah.
Julie?
Yay!
Kitchen catastrophes, what'd you do?
No, it was my stepson.
Okay.
He put a cup of ramen noodles in the microwave with no water and started it on fire.
Because it just, they're already dry. They would just begin to singe almost immediately.
It'd smell bad. That'd be nasty.
Yeah, it was flames flying out the top of our microwave.
Especially with the shrimp flavored one. Oh,
nobody actually buys that flavor, do they?
You're the only one.
It's the best.
Not buy that one.
It's the high-end seafoody one.
Shut your mouth. Are you serious? Because in the height of the pandemic, when there's no toilet paper, the soup aisles are gone, it's that pink ramen is like fully stocked. Yeah. Like, nobody
wants
it.
You can have the shrimp kind.
Gross. Did it ruin your microwave?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had to replace the microwave. Oh. Paint the ceiling. Oh, the whole nine yards.
Oh, that's...
You got to put a little bit of water in there.
Yeah, a little bit of water is really good for that.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I feel differently about you today.
Why?
Because that's...
That's gross. What? That's next level gross, even for you.
Okay. I don't know how to sum it up any better than what you just said. You eat potted meat, and we've all learned to accept that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Robin is already the lowest food, but, like, the shrimp one is.
The shrimp is it's the classiest of all the flavors. It's seafood. Hello.
It's chicken or nothing.
That one's up there.
Can you eat the chicken one?
No, because it's chicken.
Is it real chicken? It's just bouillon. It's like fake bouillon.
Yeah.
You could probably eat it.
I mean, they have like good veggie ramen at like restaurants. So why wouldn't I just do that?
Sorry.
Not in college anymore, all right?
Becca.
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophe.
So back when I was a baby, my parents were hosting Thanksgiving at their house for the first time. And my mom spent all day cooking, and she had put the turkey in the morning, and she thought it was a bake-in-the-bag type turkey type of thing. So come time for dinner, everyone is picking plastic off the turkey at the table.
She still served it?
You got to respect that part.
Let's pick around the plastic. Right.
Because they do make that one that bakes in the bag. The bag is loose. It's not tight on the... It's not...
Oh,
and that
man.
Means all that crap that was on the inside was still on the inside.
Oh,
the bag of gizzards and neck and all that. Oh, okay.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a terrible catastrophe. Thank you, Becca. Margaret?
Yeah.
Kitchen catastrophe.
Well, my story is a few years ago, I was making Thanksgiving dinner, and when I pulled the turkey out of the oven, I dropped it on the oven door, and all the hot juices spilled all over me, and I ended up with third-degree burns.
Margaret! Oh,
no. So you had to go to the hospital on Thanksgiving?
Actually, no. The funny part is that I determined to eat Thanksgiving dinner first, and then I went to the hospital afterwards.
Everyone's like, what smells delicious? And it's like, my legs? Yeah. As they sear to... You didn't break it, though. I mean, you didn't break the door or anything? Yeah, God.
No. Everything was still intact. It landed right on the door in the tray. It just ended up with juices all over me.
Are you hideous? Did it, like, your face? Or what?
Steve.
No, actually, I mean, it was at first, but I'm fine now. There's no scarring. The skin actually heals back pretty nicely. So.
Oh, wow. Good.
That's awful. Thank you for the call, Margaret.
Dang.
I remember a couple years ago when I had to up my stuffing game.
Yeah.
Because there's people who just stop by and get food off my porch.
Me. Mm-hmm.
I make like 5 pounds of stuffing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I store it in my garage. I make it, and then I'm going to cook. When I go cook it, it's in a big, Pyrex.
Yeah, things. Big glass. Yeah.
I went to open the fridge because I had set it in the fridge, and it slid out of the fridge, and the Pyrex broke. It was all over the floor. I had to literally start entirely.
Ooh,
I never told.
No.
I thought about scooping it up off the garage floor and making that one for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Steve will eat it.
He'll never know it was on the garage floor.
In fact, it probably would be better.
Right.
The only reason I didn't is there was chunks of glass in it.
Oh,
so
you
welcome.
Thought twice.
I thought three or four times. Angie?
Hi.
Yeah, what was your kitchen catastrophe?
So my grandma is from England, and she invited us over for dinner one night, and dinner wasn't ready, and it wasn't ready, and it wasn't ready. So we're like, hey, what's up with dinner? Well, she put popcorn kernels into a real chicken and put it in the oven to make popcorn chicken.
No.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
And it wasn't popping, and we're like, oh, Grandma, that's just not how it happened.
Oh,
sweetie.
I know.
It's the worst That's thing cute. I ever heard That's, ever.
Oh.
But nobody got to eat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you for the call, Angie.
Wow.
Silver?
Yai.
Yai.
What was your kitchen catastrophe?
Oh, one day I got off of work early and I was surprised my kids with pizza. So I got home, I got the pizza, I opened the box in the driveway.
Yeah.
Oh
my God, no!
No!
Your phone sucks.
Just, I think happened what? Is, remember that Domino's commercial where they show like the you can buy pizza insurance or whatever? I think he opened the box on his driveway to see what it was and he dumpster fired it. That's not really a kitchen catastrophe. It's a driveway catastrophe.
It's a food, yeah.
It's close though. Christine?
Yeah.
Kitchen?
Hello.
What's your kitchen catastrophe?
I have two of them.
Okay.
So I used to go up to a friend's farm up in Evergreen. The first year I go up there, I've got this great glass Pyrex dish. I make a butternut shiitake tort. We put it on top of the stove. Didn't realize the burner was still on. It explodes. Yep. Shrapnel barely misses the kids and the dog.
Wait, what? Food explodes?
The Pyrex can be in an oven, but it can't have a flame on it. So if you put a flame on the bottom of it, the glass will explode. Legit.
Oh my God.
So there's glass shards flying across the room with shiitake mushroom all in it.
Oh no.
Okay.
It's a good mushroom.
Yeah. What was your other one?
Right? So the next year, I make twice baked sweet potatoes with marshmallow and then marshmallows on top. And I tell them, hey, just put it in the stove, nothing on top, don't worry this year, right? And I just need you to turn on the broiler. Apparently, they had never used the broiler before. They put it in, we leave it in for a little bit, they open the door, flames shoot out this time.
Wow.
Because the marshmallow somehow caught fire, attached to grease or something, and created a fire inside the stove.
Holy.
Yikes.
Because they're on the top, and you've got the broiler on, so it's direct heat right on top of the marshmallows, fire onto the broiler, more fire, flames.
Like a s'more on a campfire.
It's like a s'more inside an oven. Not a great plan at all. Those are terrible. Thank you, Christine. Sarah's up next. Sarah?
Yay.
Kitchen catastrophe.
Yes. So I also started a microwave on fire. It was like an early 80s microwave.
Oof, it was big.
It was big, and my dad didn't believe me when I screamed, and he had a horsewhip in his hand. He promised to beat me with it if I was lying, and he used it to put the microwave fire out.
He whipped the fire into submission. Instead of the towel, he went with the horse whip.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We want you to tell us, this is kind of a feel-good thing. What's a little pleasure? Yeah, a little thing that we...
Nice.
Because there was a story about like the things that make people happy, and some of them are really weird, like wine is number one.
What? Okay, well, yeah, it's for you. I can see
it's
that.
Not though. I mean, like
wine. You're a snob. You live on that stuff.
I know, but I used to derive more pleasure from it. It's not one of my life's little pleasures.
Oh, that's right. It's a brown alcohol now.
No, it's
what?
I don't think that's a life's little pleasure. For me right now, one of my life's little pleasures. This is stupid, and I could have it every day if I just wasn't lazy.
Okay.
Fresh sheets.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash them like every week. So yeah.
Saying, but if you could do it every day, like when you that first time when you get in your bed,
see that then you wouldn't notice it anymore. Then it's just
don't think
it's the norm now.
Yeah, it might be right.
You won't then you won't have
no. But I don't. I don't hate it. But they're not washing them in a hotel, are they? Like not while I'm staying there like several nights.
Oh, I see.
There's just something. You might be right though. It's
perfect.
Whole,
it's warm. It's cozy. It's,
you love Krispy Kreme till they build one in your town, and then you're like, oh, it's just there. I don't even try anymore. I don't.
Yeah, but that is good. And then I'm sure that's on the list. Oh, a lot of people like that one.
Oh my God, it's heavenly
it is
for
like
me.
A little pleasure.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You haven't lived with somebody like I do, but like
it's been a while.
Do you think you could tell? Like, so when I do the sheets, the next time I get in, I know they're clean because I did it.
I see what you're saying.
But since we make our bed every day, do you think you would get in and go, wait a second, these are clean? Do you think, because my wife can tell and I'm always amazed. She's like, oh, you wash the sheets. I'm like, how are you? Do doing that?
For me, it's kind of smell first. It's not my gamey, nasty body.
Oh, I get it.
Stank that's in there.
But I can't smell my own smell.
Oh.
You can? Oh. All right. Well, we're getting down. Life's weird pleasures. So do you think if I snuck into your house and did your sheets, you would get in bed and go, somebody did my sheets?
I would know. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. But you said you can't tell.
I don't know that I would know.
Yeah.
Because I find it weird that my wife can tell.
That is pretty cool.
It's one of the weird things. What is it? What is it for you, man? You've got to have one.
I have many. Mine's dumb. The one I remember every year, though, is, you know how we decorate around here for Christmas time?
Yeah.
And the last day I come to work before I vacation.
Yeah.
You know, you do your thing here and then it's time to go home. I'll kind of like take my time knowing that I'm not going to be back here in a couple weeks. So I'll kind of like.
Really?
I'll look at the because all the lights are kind of turned down, but the Christmas lights are up.
In the station, yeah.
Yeah, it's all like peaceful and tranquil. And it's like, oh, I'm going to miss you.
So you walk through and touch things? Is it like.
Just like, hey, bye. I'm not going to be here for another.
Hi, no more. Yeah.
Wow. I'm about to go on vacation. Yeah, it's that last hour of work, kind of, where you know you're not going to be here for a while.
Did you have that in school? Were you one of those guys who came running out of the school and threw the papers in the air and you're like,
yeah, woo!
I didn't.
Yeah, because you loved school.
And I hated summer.
Because I see that. Because
I couldn't swim.
Yeah, you didn't know how to do anything in the summer.
Yeah, there wasn't anything I was going to do.
And I did everything in the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
You were like looking, and I was like, can't wait to. I lingered in the school going, I'll be back soon.
I'm going to miss you.
Oh, it's weird. Like, that was one of my simple pleasures was going school shopping.
What?
I know, because it's a lot like the fresh sheets when you know you're buying brand new pencils.
Oh, yeah.
There's something
true.
About, you know, I still have the pen fetish.
Right.
I'll
you
never
always
be
have
able
to have a brand new pen.
Like when we do Children's Hospital, we're at Children's Hospital Colorado. I buy pens for everybody.
Yeah, you do. That is so cool. In fact, to the point that we rely on it. We don't bring our own pens.
No, and
anymore.
I'm cool with you guys relying on it. I want you to be like, because it's a thing for me.
It is a thing.
This is kind of one that's on the list here, and I have never done it, so I don't know that this is a simple pleasure. Somebody says their life's simple pleasure is when they finish a chapstick.
Huh, you get to throw it away? That's satisfying.
For me, because I don't really use chapstick like that, but I use deodorant, and I throw it away when it gets even close, because then it starts to get that like...
It rips down your pit.
Yes, ow!
The plastic ridge there.
Yeah, the ridge is higher than
you're
the...
You're right, yeah.
So wouldn't the chapstick be the same thing? Aren't you just scraping
Good
your lips?
Good point. I would throw that away early, too.
Would you... Are you? You're not a chapstick guy.
I'm not. Or what's that other?
Carmex.
Carmex. Yeah.
God, in high school, I was a Carmex guy.
Everybody was addicted to Carmex except for me.
Because it was just something that you were just into. It was like it was like having the two Izod shirts with the collars popped.
Okay.
It was, and you just had to be like standing there with your two pop collars and then with your pinky finger rubbing.
Constantly putting Carmex on your face.
Oh yeah. God, what a nerd.
Uh-huh.
See, somebody else. And this is one I kind of get from you, and I want to know if this is you. And by the way, we're going to get your calls as well, but like making babies and little kids laugh.
I like to make them cry more, but yes.
You're a guy who...
No, I don't like kids.
You, like, if my son shows up, you immediately shoulder roll behind a wall like you're a SWAT guy, and you're like peeking around and shooting at him.
You're right.
I mean, that seems like you don't want to have kids. You don't want to interact with people.
At all. But you're right. You're right. Knowing that at the end of the day, I get to not take them with me. They stay behind.
But it seems like you do derive a little pleasure from making kids laugh and having fun with kids.
I will admit, dude, that I get my, okay, this is going to sound weird, child ya-yas, you know, because I'm never going to be a parent.
Yeah.
But there's moments that it's kind of cool to be a parent. I'll use your kids to get my ya-yas out.
And then you're like.
And I just give them back to you.
I'm all true with you.
Right, kinda.
Get out.
I know it's mean. But
no, it's awesome.
It's a little creepy.
You can borrow my kids whenever you want.
Okay, no.
All right. So if you've got something that's a simple little pleasure that you want to share with the class, we want to talk to you.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking about life's little pleasures. There was a story out where they talked about what the things are that make us happy. And like 65% of people, their life's little pleasure was wine.
Wine, yeah. Like, yes.
Drinking wine, and they said you have to drink it at wine o'clock. And you know what time wine o'clock is?
I just, 6:59 p.m.
Yes.
That's because your kids are usually in bed by then, or what?
Yeah, I think your kids have, like, at least been fed and bathed, and they're just kind of, like, in autopilot mode. I mean, my kids don't go to bed at 7. That's crazy.
Oh, so your wine is, like, later.
My wine is on my drive home. I have I have a pressurized wine dispenser. It looks like the interlock system was so police go, oh, he's breathing into his thing. I'm not breathing in, man.
You're sucking down.
I'm sucking down. All right, I don't do that. Stop it. Oh, God. So we want your life's simple pleasure. And we can't start with this.
With Daniel?
All right, it's Daniel. And if you know anything about him, we can all guess what his life's simple pleasure is.
Yeah.
Daniel?
Yai.
What's your...
Am I becoming too predictable here?
Well, I don't know if you say something that we don't expect, but what's your life's simple pleasure, little pleasure?
Two ladies of the night, professionals, at one time.
Okay. Yep.
So, I don't know if you know this, but when you call our radio station, we put your name in there and what you're going to talk about or whatever. Your name literally comes up in our system as three-way Daniel.
It does.
So...
There you go. But it can't be the norm. It's got to be a treat. It's got to be the...
Yeah, you're right. Eventually, okay. Then it's got to be four and five. And, yeah. So, two women. What's that run you, Daniel? How much is that?
That's six.
6,000? 100.
600.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
But it starts off as a massage, because if you've never had... What's called four-hands massage.
Okay, Daniel. I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, thank
you.
Yeah,
Robert Kraft called, and he wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Yay.
What's your life's little pleasure?
Sleeping in during a thunderstorm.
Oh, I love the sound of rain.
I do too.
Yeah, you just open the window.
And when you don't have to leave,
right?
And you just stay in bed. That's
and it's just like,
yeah, and you have someone to share it with. You just lay there. Oh.
Do you know, when I was growing up, there was a thunderstorm like every... It's so weird. Colorado used to have thunderstorms every afternoon in the summer.
That is true.
And it's something we don't have anymore.
Yeah, you always see the clouds rolling in.
But it just doesn't... And now when we have them, it's like hail and brimstone and
it's
like...
It's not tranquil.
Yeah, it's not at all. Weird. Thank you for the call, Jamie. Thomas?
Yes.
What's your life's simple pleasure?
It is when you finish reading a book. Or when you finish a TV series.
Yeah, it's a sense of accomplishment.
I wouldn't know what to finish. Steve, you're a learned person.
Yeah,
what is it like as you turn that last page?
Sometimes I get bummed out because I want more.
Oh, you're just like, I'm so into this. And you're like, no.
Yeah, keep going.
There's not a... Oh, I kind of get that. I remember my sense of accomplishment after I binged Lost.
When you binge a show.
And you're just like, you're there. It's like reaching the top. I know. All right, people, if you've climbed Everest, I get it. It's a bad analogy.
It's the same as binging a show.
It's almost the same. I'm almost done with Game of Thrones, man. I don't care who you are, Mount Hurley.
You don't know.
Paul.
Yeah.
What's your life's little pleasure?
Oh, my God. Detailing my car after a long winter.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, that is so... It's like letting it shed its old skin.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I don't do that because I drive a truck, but...
Yeah.
It's the same thing with a truck. When you get into a nice, fresh, clean car, it's like getting into a new one. Oh, it's so lovely.
But then I would just want to put it away, put a car cover on it, and not have to just...
I hate to say this, Paul. That's what he does.
With my Audi, it's pristine.
God, no.
He detailed his Audi like 5 years ago, and we haven't seen it since.
I know. It's
like, where is it? It's under a car cover. Don't talk about it. It knows when you're talking. I'm like, what? I wanted to know where it is.
Don't even think about it. Don't look at it.
You know what's weird is I know what he's talking about, but I feel that way about my garage. And I'm not even talking about, I'm just like power washing all the fender
filthy,
birds,
yes.
All that snow and mad chloride off your floor, and you're just like,
yes.
And then I literally go out there, sit Indian style and eat a sandwich or something. Because I always like to say the floor is clean enough you could eat off of it, and I go out there and I eat.
You'll eat a sandwich.
You're damn
off
right
your
I will. Because I'm like, it's life's little pleasure. My garage floor sandwich is you come over, you bring your car that doesn't exist.
I'm there.
Jackson.
Yay.
What's your life's little pleasure?
So you know when it's snowing a lot and the all the ice and everything builds up underneath cars?
Yeah, the wheel wells and
I love kicking those off. I will go out of my way to kick it off of other people's cars.
Jackson, I'm with you, but I never do it in my own driveway because then it's getting all slop. You got to do it someplace else.
Do you know what the thing that falls off is called?
Fenderberg. Fenderbergs.
Yes.
Yes.
Called Fenderbergs for sure.
Yeah.
I just said it a second ago. I was like, who was that guy? Oh my God. Thank you for the call. He was a comedian and he was on some show and he had these things that he called, his name was Rich something.
Rich Hall, Sniglets.
Sniglets!
He was on that show Fridays.
Yes!
A ripoff of Saturday Night Live.
That's!
Yeah,
he was and Sniglets. That's, Fenderberg was a Sniglet.
Fenderberg was a Sniglet.
And it's killing me. Somebody's going to text us. But he had this brilliant name for the 2 inches next to your wall.
Oh, that's...
Where the vacuum can't get...
Yes!
It, and he called it like the no suck zone, but it was a super clever Sniglet. Oh, it's going to kill me. Danny.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm
Guy. What's your life's little pleasure?
So I'm a pizza delivery driver. So when I'm driving on the highway and I see someone, you know, needs to get in the right lane, and I let them in, and they just throw up that little wave.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It makes my day.
It is. You know what?
They acknowledge.
It's life's little pleasure if they do it and you feel warm inside. And if they don't, you want machine guns to come out of your headlights and kill their family.
You know what makes me even more mad? Is when you let them merge in front of you, and then they're the ones that drive 20 miles on another speed limit.
You're like, I thought I let you in and under the pretense that you were going to haul ass. Oh.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Can we talk about cheaters?
Please, yeah, let's do.
There's a new science study out about cheaters, and it's like, you've cheated, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've cheated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not proud of it.
Right.
Do you think there's people out there that have never cheated?
I think years ago we had a woman call up and say that she is never, ever, ever cheated. But I don't think she's ever had a date either, though.
So then that doesn't really count.
Kind of.
Huh. Well, there's a scientific study that says there are a few facts about cheaters.
That it's not our fault that we cheat?
It says 8 things, according to science, that you need to know about cheaters. These are supposedly triggers or psychological things about cheaters. And when I read this, I'm like, I don't know.
Oh,
so
no.
let's blast through them. If you're on the fence and thinking, could my sig other be a cheater? Here you go.
Ooh.
Number one, cheaters are more likely to be rock and roll fans.
Rock and roll fans.
Yes. So if your man's all into country, if he's excited that Garth's coming, he's good. He ain't gonna. That's such a load of crap.
I like everyone thinks country people are the most, you know, pristine and into the God and country. And
once you roll in, I don't know if Stampede's still open, but I used to go as a rocker. I used to go to the Stampede and I could pull a married woman out of there any night of the week.
Yeah.
Grizzly Rose. Hello.
Yes.
Don't tell me. Oh, cheaters are mostly. We're only one in on the 8 facts.
It's
and
already
I'm like,
bunk.
I'm already. Yeah. Next. Let's see. When women cheat, it's serious business. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
it says when studies show that when women cheat, it's actually for emotional fulfillment. So it's men are just doing it for like, to scratch an itch.
Yes.
But women are getting more out of it and it might turn into an actual relationship.
Gotcha.
Cheaters are often happy in their relationships.
I always thought they're not getting something. They're lacking something.
I would say the same thing. I was never like, this is great. I should screw it up by sleeping with someone else.
Right, but that's what they're saying.
This is science is saying this. Scientists are they've talked to thousands and thousands of different infidels and got these answers.
Huh.
Cheaters get friskier when they're cheating. This is the only one I agree with. I'm getting more relations on the side, then all of a sudden I'm at home. I'm like, you're kind of already amped up.
Oh, gotcha.
I think some cheaters go the other way. Like if your significant others, if their libido gets turned all the way off, you're like, are they just not into it or are they already getting it?
Because I always thought that was a sure sign. So in other words, the other way, if my sig other is more amorous, I should think.
That's another reason. Yeah. All of a sudden their gas is pushed down.
Okay.
So it can go either way. Women are more likely to cheat when they're ovulating. I see that. Because it's a basic instinct that all of a sudden it's like we've always said, men want to spread their seed across the whatever, and women feel like this is my time. So all of a sudden they start throwing more chum out.
Okay.
And I don't think they know, it's a subconscious thing.
But here's the problem I have with that, though. So they're throwing out their chum to me. I show up. I'm on board. Then I find out they're ovulating.
Yes, and you got to run. It's like, by the way, this was easier than I wanted it to be.
Yes,
are you ovulating?
Thank you.
That's why you need to get snipped, boy. Then you could just be shooting fish in a barrel. Just have an ovulation calendar for everybody you know. According to my chart, Stephanie, we're overdue for a visit. Let's see. Men will cheat to fix their marriage. I don't know about that.
I know we're fixers, but how do in our heads is that going to fix what I got going on?
I think maybe the guy thinks if I get this from somewhere else, I can give her everything else, but I'm going to get this one thing from over there.
Oh, okay.
I can kind of see that, but that was never my thought process.
Yeah, I never thought
when I was cheating on a girlfriend, I was never like,
right,
I'm going to make this relationship so much better by hitting her best friend. It's not even funny how much better we're going to be.
Yeah, that never came
it's
into
not,
my...
Come on.
Yeah.
Only a couple more here. Cheaters usually cheat with someone they know.
Oh,
that was 90% of me.
Oh, usually like you hooked up with her best friend or her
sister. Or just someone I knew at work or someone you knew somewhere, someone from school, it's very rarely is it just like going out and like finding a random at the Grizzly Rose.
You're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Country people wouldn't do that. Lies.
Uh-huh.
You cheated with somebody you knew, right?
Yes.
You weren't like to go through the whole wine and dine, like, I don't know you, but we're both here at this airport bar. Why don't we see what the family bathroom's like?
Wait, I would have jot that one down. That's not bad.
It's a come online. I use it root down pretty often. If you see me rolling into root down, be like, I don't even like the family bathroom. And number 8 on the 8 things you need to know about cheaters is the biggest batch of.
Okay.
Number 8, cheaters want to get caught.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite.
I was fairly meticulously, no. Never wanted to get caught.
Right. Why do you?
I had 3 different girls at my house at the same time, and I'm juggling.
Because you didn't want to get caught.
You stay down here. I need to jump my car, so you stand right here. I'm over in the laundry room. Wait with me over here. I never wanted to get caught. This entire, what was right on it?
I think one thing, and that was it.
The ovulating. So that's the only one that's right. So if you're out at the airport bar, if you're at Root Down, and the girl's like, absolutely, don't do it.
Amen.
She's ovulating.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve stepped all the way into the Me Too waters earlier. What? And do you remember when we're planning the show today and you look at the lovely women who work on the Slacker and Steve show, Amber and Aaron?
Yep.
And asked.
Okay. I was concerned.
No.
What did you ask?
I was concerned about our coworkers' health, Slacker, and I just wanted to make sure that the ladies on the show were like healthy and not like getting colds.
Let me try to explain how the prep process works for the Slacker and Steve show. We print out a whole bunch of pages of stuff, and we're all kind of reading it, sort of trying to stay at the same pace, right?
Then
Steve goes, hey, Aaron and Amber, how often do you guys get colds? Now, we've already read the headline that says women with bigger breasts suffer from worse colds than those with flatter chests. So we all know that you're using this as an opportunity to talk about their boobs.
Like 10 minutes in. Steve.
Yes.
Jeez.
And everybody's awkward. Amber, thankfully, immediately shut you down. She's like, Steve, stop.
She was breathing a little hoarse. Or she just sounded a little stuffy, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone on the show, because we haven't seen it, that we're all okay.
Right. It was out of complete medical concern for Amber.
But I noticed neither really answered, so I didn't know if they're well or not. I don't know what's going on.
I haven't read the whole story. So do they get worse colds if you have bigger boobs? Or
yeah.
Why? Do they know why? Is it?
I don't know.
It's okay. It says
I get
women,
an average amount of colds.
It's like from lecherous dudes are coming up to them more and
you're right. This guy's like going hi. I don't know that you get more or less colds. I think your cold severity
is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Women with bigger boobs suffer colds for twice as long. As those, so your question should have been.
Yeah, you're right.
When you get a cold, Amber, how long does it last?
Yeah, Amber. I guess I should have.
Based on visual cues.
Oh my God. Can we not?
All right, we're all healthy though. Okay, good.
I feel like we're all healthy. Can I say? Did you?
Yeah, you guys have very little boobs, so I'm sure your colds last.
My colds are very short. Very long. Not very long at all. Steve's got bigger boobs.
Steve does have bigger boobs.
I'm covering up my fat boobs now. I'm making the cleavage deeper.
It says F-cup breast sizes suffered colds, coughs, and flus for an average of 8.3 days.
Who has an F?
Yeah.
I
point out who's got the F.
I don't. What was the picture we just saw? Who was that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there was. I mean, there are Fs out there. It's just rare.
Is that an F?
No, it was a celebrity. Who was that?
Oh, the Kardashian. No.
It wasn't a Kardashian. It was
Penelope. No, not Penelope. Yeah,
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
She just tweeted or Insta'd this photo, and it looks like it's ridiculous.
Was it her or that other actress I always screw up with Penelope?
Sofia Vergara?
I always get them.
I don't remember which one
but
it
suddenly,
was.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, she's got a...
Just endowed to the nth degree.
She's going to get cold.
Yeah, she's going to get long, long cold.
Big time,
yeah. Double A boobs have 3.8 days. So five days less of a cold for smaller boobs.
Holy.
So another quick question. There was something about you sleep with your... how was your relations life? That was the question. Last year compared to 2018. Because people are saying that they had better relations last year than any other year. So if you had to...
Well, it's been a...
No, yeah, but not this. Days. So you can't do... You're not comparing 2020. So at the end of 2020, we'll compare it. But like, did you guys feel like your 2019, you rocked it in the bedroom more? Because I'm married.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had less. Don't you guys have less every year?
It goes down.
Yeah, every year. Every month. Every quarter hour.
It's sort of... That was another thing that came up that's really a strange topic of conversation.
What's that?
You asked me if it's weird to have relations.
Oh, yeah, with someone you love.
With someone you love. Have you never had relations? That's the weirdest thing to say out loud.
Because
you're like, claiming you've never loved anybody you slept with.
I don't know, because you don't, that's not what you do. You wait till you're married, and that's when you have the love.
I've heard you say you love somebody before. You've said it. I know you said I love you to somebody.
But when we're younger, we're all having relations. We usually have relations with people that we'd have no feelings or we're not in love
with.
You
think relations is better without love?
Yes.
Really?
Because if you're in love, then you're all like, you're not letting loose. You're all just
pent
up. Yeah,
I think it's the opposite, because you're super comfortable with that person. So you can be like, I want to give this a shot. And like,
it should
you know
be that
mean?
Way. But Slacker said something interesting when he got married, that he looks at his wife. No, he doesn't look at his wife like that anymore.
That's not true.
Oh, when she had kids, too.
That happened for a while, yes.
Yeah.
Like it happens
to all married people, right?
I feel like when you first have children, there's a curve where you go, all your favorite areas to visit all now have a purpose that wasn't just for you to visit.
Uh-huh.
There's that.
Like,
I get that.
Your new friend came from one, and now they're dining at the other.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, for you to suddenly go back.
See?
But you get, like, once you're, like, you get past it. Like, I disagree with you, and I agree. This is, like, Amber is 100% on point. Like, when you're in love with somebody, you can go, like, all right, this is freaky, but I want you to do.
No. When you love someone, you can't do that to them.
No, you're just so kind. No, you're so comfortable.
Or you can't, whenever you do your weirdness, you can't do that to the person.
The weirdness is so much better with somebody you love.
I thought it's better with, like, someone you hardly even know.
No, I think it's the opposite.
I can't, like, it's a one, although, okay, if you go all the way back and it's a one-time thing, then you can do the freaky deaky because you're never going to see. But if you're in kind of a relationship, you know, like if you're in a relationship for a couple of weeks, you can't bring your...
Yeah, you got to ease into
that. You got to slowly dip your toe in the water.
So relations with someone you love is better than with someone you don't love.
Yes.
I think so. I haven't experienced it a ton.
But you've been in love, right? You felt like you were in love. Or are you like Steve, who Steve has... This is what drives me nuts. Because he's tried to negate every time he said, he's like, I just said, can you wait to have to do a relationship? Like, but you, at the time, like, you genuinely felt like you were in love.
Uh-huh.
So, and you try to pretend, Steve, that, like, I said it because I had to, but you weren't actually in love.
Yeah, I thought I was, because I was young. You know, we're all young, and you think you were in love, but when you look back, you don't, was I really in love?
Yes, you were.
No,
I think so. I think it was just, like, young love, and then there's, like, a more mature love, and then there's
so
a
there
forever love.
There are levels of love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to just, the last thing we need to say is, you were right all along.
What?
Because the longer, a new German study has found, the longer you're in a relationship, the less your woman wants to do it.
Yep. See? Boo!
Why?
Because you mess up more and we start to hate you more.
That's got to be it.
Slacker and Steve.
So I got a story about a guy who got busted for drugs, and that happens a lot, and people try to not take the blame. You won't believe who this guy tried to blame for his drugs.
Okay, hey, oddly enough, I have a story, too. It's also about drugs.
Yay!
Yay! And you're not going to believe where on his body he's trying to hide his drugs. So.
Okay, we got some unbelievable drug stories.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Clearwater, Florida.
Oh!
You're right.
Wait! I thought Clearwater was somewhere else.
We're so used to not having Florida.
It's a Florida story!
41-year-old guy named Martin Skelly in Clearwater, Florida. He's 5'8" and weighs 380 pounds. He was someone called the cops from a McDonald's where this guy was eating to report that he was acting suspicious.
Okay.
When the cops got there, they found he had a needle full of meth on him. So they took him away. They arrested him and took him down to the jail. They were doing a body search when that's when they found a, quote, bag of meth wedged deep within his belly button cavity. Apparently, this guy is so...
I mean, meth already is not great. The belly button meth.
Hey, man,
you got any more of that belly button meth? Stand by. Why don't you jump on in there and see if you can find some of my...
You're right, man.
Belly button meth.
So buried deep in the rolls of his fat that no one really realized it was there until it fell out on its own. He's going to be hit with several charges, including bringing drugs into a jail.
Oh!
Yes.
Hey, I got to warn you guys. I got a little belly button meth on me today. This has never happened before, but I have another story.
What?
Not out of Florida. It's Louisiana. But it, too, involves meth.
Get out.
People called the police on a man strangely sitting on a porch. So the police came. When they approached him, he hurled a pill bottle containing meth into the yard.
Oh.
They grabbed him. They cuffed him. And as they were reading him his rights, he said,
"The devil made me do it."
Get out.
He is trying to say that the
devil set him up. And the devil made this all happen.
He was charged with felony narcotics possession. The police are still on a massive manhunt looking for
the devil.
He has a little cookie monster.
A little cookie.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.